the first antiques and collectibles show by the Suikkonen Ship Pioneer Village and Museum in 4 years was an outstanding success. Over 2,000 people came through the doors for the two-day show, sale of antiques, collectibles and used vehicle parts featuring all sorts of items and collections. Visitors had 170 meters tables and over 60 vendors, one-fifth of them new, to see and buy from. Among the displays was an old-time delivery wooden wagon built by museum president Gord Ross. A wheelwright, Ross has restored a number of the old wagons in the museum wagon shed. Brian Leal, dressed in a blue Ford combination work suit, has been coming to these shows for years. I started when they were at the fair, then at the armories, said Leal, who comes from Victoria, or Fantasy Island, as he calls it. Leal's collection includes Meccano, model kits, die-cast models and toys. I don't have a store, said Leal, retired now for 32 years. Too many people come in and waste your time. Here I know they come to buy. Carolyn Hill has also been a vendor at many of the shows, starting as a helper with her father who brought woodcrafts to sell. She continues the family tradition with her brother helping her at her Redneck Treasures display. It's a good show, said Hill. Kim McNabb was one of several vendors downsizing. She brought 180 pieces of Blue Mountain pottery from the famous Canadian pottery. I used to have 400. I got rid of a lot. Pleased with her sales, she said she would like to sell the rest to one buyer. One longtime display that won't be back is the Meccano Creations by the late Ed Willis, a longtime museum member. His wife Mary Ellen found a buyer for what wasn't sold at the museum. One vendor with a display of his art painted on saw blades started as a hobby and turned it into a full-time business. At the concession tables, one younger visitor said, "You don't see this stuff anymore." A boy leaving with his family was excited. "I found some cards," he said. As the show wound up, one of the museum volunteers joked, "This has been a long one. I'm not as young as I used to be." Winners of the 50-50 draws were Dennis Goodniff of Moose Jaw, $395, and Gord Stevenson of Estevan, $542. A number of vendors have booked tables for the Great Outdoors Flea Market on the museum grounds on June 25. Interested applicants should call 306-631-5972. Ron Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.